Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chet Parlavecchio, Chester, how are you?
Bobby, what's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hey, Bobby, you know something? I lost $100 yesterday. You bet I know where that came from. You can bet I know where that came from. What's up, partner?
What did you lose it on?
Oh, the Bengals killed me. They killed me. I mean, they destroyed my parlay.
How about those Jets? Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of funny all around the league yesterday.
By the way, a guy that beginning his career might have been towards the end of yours, I'm not sure, maybe not, Mangold. The old Jets offensive lineman died.
Brutal. Holly, want to hear the best? I drop my grandson off every Tuesday morning, and Nick would be standing right there with his son or son or daughter. Both of the kids went to school together. I saw Nicky there every Tuesday morning. It bothers me. It's just a young man with everything to live for, one of the all-time greats at his position.
Yep.
Really, because football becomes so minimal now when you think about those. I keep seeing those four little kids, and there's just no words. There's no words. And he was a class act. He was coaching at Del Barton, where my son played. The kids up there loved him. Real class individual, and it's just a tragedy at 41 years old. And like I said, I keep seeing him standing there with his kid, and I can't get that out of my mind.
Chet, I felt like the Jets win was some sort of cosmic or karmic deal.
Yeah, right?
They didn't deserve to win the game,
and
they won. Yeah.
Oh, let's get into that. First of all, they had 500 yards in offense, which is more than they had the previous three games combined. So that tells you. But you know something, Bobby, all kidding aside, okay, Breece Hall gets going. That's great. He rushes for 150 yards. It was nice to see him have a nice day. Fields actually looked efficient. He didn't kill them. They did some nice things. And it was nice to see them get a win, I guess. Obviously, if you're a Jet fan, it's a great thing to see them get a win. But you know something, Bobby, who catches my eye in that game? I don't think that I have seen a less professional performance by an NFL defense than I did by the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday. It was embarrassing. During the course of the game, my son is watching with me. We were doing some film work preparing for his own game. And I looked at him, I said, do you realize that if you were to tell young kids everything not to do defensively as far as individual technique, it's clear as day right here in this game film? That's how bad the Cincinnati Bengals are. And you know something sad about it? You've had one of the best quarterbacks in football, arguably a top three quarterback in football over the last how many years? All you need to put with that kid is a serviceable defense, just one that can service the game and get maybe two stops a game.
Yeah.
You have not been able as an organization to give Joe Burrow the tools that he needs to take that team to the next level. To me, that's an organizational problem, and that's something that, again, there has to be something done there. Because
Let's talk about this, Chet, because I observe it all the time. Horrible technique by professional football players. All right, you're in the NFL. you make the team, all of this being a miracle and miraculous and so unique to you and a tiny group of people. In terms of people who've played football and strive to be good at the game. How do you get to the NFL and not have good fundamentals? And then is there any attempt to coach fundamentals in summer camp and during the season?
Well, you couldn't hit a better topic with me. One of the great things when I went to the NFL, coach with Munch in Tennessee, when I became the linebacker coach, what I could not believe is how little time was spent on fundamentals. They call it indie period, individual period where you develop skills and techniques. The problem with the National Football League is they don't tackle all year long. They don't tackle in practice, whether it be form tackling, positional different styles of tackling, open field, box tackling, angle tackling, all different situations that happen on a football field. Me and Munch used to have arguments saying, I said, Mike, I'm a linebacker coach. My guys are paid to tackle. That's what they do. And I don't know who can tackle here because in training camp, we don't live tackle other than in a preseason game.
Now practically speaking, even at small college where I was, you could only go live for 10 minutes a day because everybody's going to get hurt.
But understand the difference between college and pros, though. It's not costing me $15 million that I'm paying this guy when I get him hurt.
It's worse.
In college, you go to the next guy. So my point is, in college, we did a lot more, at least fundamental work in tackling. Bobby, I'll give you a quick one to show you the level of way it is. We're in OTAs. We're in off-season training exercises in Tennessee. I'm doing we're not even in uniform. We just have helmets on. I'm doing a form tackling drill, positional drill on the angle with my linebackers. I get called into the GM's office after that same afternoon. Check, can I show you something? He shows me on the screen my drill. It's being filmed. Mm-hmm. All practices in the National Football League are being filmed, no matter what time of year they are, and they go to the league office and they get watched. He said, see that drill? You can't do it anymore. I said, it's a form drill. We're not even in uniform. It's just working on our footwork, our body position, our pad level. He said, I'm sorry. It's deemed too physical. Huh. And I looked and said, man, I mean, for me, it was new. I said, are you kidding? And I said, okay. And I walk out of the office and I can no longer do that drill. Again, the problem being is it's not repped. It's like anything. It's not that they don't know how to tackle. Their tackling skills have diminished through the years because they don't rep it. Oh, they knew how to tackle. They knew how to tackle in high school, and they knew how to tackle in college. It diminishes because of the lack of repetitions working on fundamentals. And that was my biggest complaint in the NFL.
And Cincinnati proved it, unfortunately, yesterday.
Oh, my God. You talk about deteriorating skills. There weren't even an attempt to form up and tackle.
Chet, we got to take a break. I want to go to college football, see if anything stood out to you on Saturday. After that, we'll go back to the pros of any other games that caught your eye. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Chet Parlavecchio. That means it's Monday wrap-up. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Murph tells us this date, 1981, Blondie released her hit, The Tide is High, and then, this was just, it sickens my heart even to hear about it 7 years later. It's the seven-year anniversary of the gunman shooting and killing 11 congregants, wounding six others at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. The deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Robert Bowers, the suspect. Anyway, we've got more news coming from Lackawanna County. The saga continues. Brian Hughes is in the studio. Brian, what do you got?
I know that you can relate to the happenings in the Lackawanna County Commissioner's office. Yes. So I figured I should let you know this before my next newscast. But yeah, Lackawanna County Commissioner Brenda Sacco, the new chair of the board, came down to two votes. The original vote was Sacco abstaining, while Gaughan voted no, Shermack voting yes, because she said the chairman of the board makes more money. That was why it came down to a tie at that particular.
Well, somebody's got to explain to Brenda, I know it's her first week on the job, but you need two votes.
Right. Exactly. I think it was just for, you know, to make it seem better, you know. But she didn't comment when asked directly by Gaughan if she'd respect the results of a November 4th special election to fill the remainder of Commissioner Matt McGloin's unexpired term. But second vote, they had some little procedural issues just kind of getting the vote down. But Shermack and Sacco voted yes. Gaughan voted no. And the 1-1.
So the newly minted commissioner is now the chairman of the Board of Commissioners here in Lackawanna County.
That's how it's going.
Thank you, my friend.
You
always
betcha.
A pleasure.
We'll have some of the audio of that coming up after during the 12 noon newscast, which is always interesting as well.
All right. Thank you. Brian Hughes with the news. And let's go back to Chet Parlavecchio, our Manchester. All right. Anything stand out for you, Chet, in college football?
Well, obviously the firing of Brian Kelly. I mean, down at LSU.
He deserved it. For screwing Notre Dame the way he did, I'm happy.
Well, two things real quick. I mean, obviously the parallel to Franklin's firing is almost it's actually frightening. You talk about a situation where he's not been able to win the big moment, the big game, to put them in national championship picture, which that's LSU. That's a big, big-time program. That's a tremendous traditional program. Great, great place to play college football. Has not been able to make that next step. And then what happens is what happened with us at Penn State. Then you have that bad loss, that embarrassing loss. Mm-hmm. In our case, it was the two inferior opponents. But in this case, it was an embarrassment in Death Valley, and that can't go. That just can't go. You know, that can't be dismissed. And obviously, the powers that be said this is enough. We're going in the wrong direction now. We're 5-3. We get hammered by Texas A&M on our home ground, and they make a move. And,
Chester, tell me though, Chet Parlavecchio. I mean, did Kelly think that he would be immune from a high-intensity environment when he left Notre Dame to go to LSU?
No, I think he was well aware of it. But again, it goes back to what we had said a week ago. When you get a contract that you can't say no to, that there's really no risk for me. If I've got 10 years, hey, what the hell do I care if by 4 years it's over? You got to pay me for the other six.
Yeah.
You talk about security for him and his family, and it's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
And that goes back to my initial argument a week ago. Stop giving these contracts out. You know, allow yourself room. Allow yourself room to make a change in a game that's changing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly's an old guard guy. I remember giving him my high school field when I was coaching at Elizabeth. He was at Cincinnati. He came and did his pregame at our stadium before he played Rutgers. Nice man, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the game has gone a long, many different ways since. So, again, that's where you paint yourself into the corner.
Chet Barvecho, tell me, how did the – just, and this is an aside, I loved the previous coach to Kelly. How did he fall out of favor?
Because he just didn't take it to that next level. They want to be playing
for national championship. They won a national title. They won one.
You're right, but he didn't take – after that, it just started to go in the other direction, and they felt they had to make a move.
Yeah.
So where he felt – the only thing that was protecting him was the length of his contract. And, yeah. I guess LSU said the hell with that. Penn State just made the move. Or here's an interesting thought. Maybe LSU wants to make a move to our old guy. Pick him up while we can. Remember, isn't it funny Indiana came up with a big deal for Cignetti the minute Franklin was fired? Well, yeah. Isn't it funny? Franklin's available now, and then LSU makes the move. Who knows?
And Kelly's available when Penn State needs a coach.
Well, I don't think we're going to go that way. I think, for Coach Kelly, don't get me wrong, he's had a great career. He's a brilliant Hall of Fame type of a college coach. But, again, the game is changing, and he's getting older, and things are changing. And, I know my energy at my age, and he's older than me or not real close. And it's a different game now. So
your energy is boundless. So don't throw them in your category.
But I got to say one last thing, dear. You talk about our college front. Isn't it funny that the NCAA or the powers that be always find a way, if they can, to get Notre Dame in the top 12? I get the biggest kick out of that. Now there's three teams behind them that play a schedule that is twice what they play. Their schedule is literally a joke. And the two teams that they had to play, they got beat by.
Yeah.
How are they number 12 right now? And how are you number 12? It escapes me. Escapes me. It really does.
All right, Chester, with the minute we have left, a little less than a minute actually, what else stood up for you? It seemed to me that the Eagles have gotten their sea legs. And the sad thing from yesterday's game with the Giants, losing Scadaboo to a very serious injury.
Would you believe if I told you that was the exact injury my son Star Tailback had? The ankle was going in another direction. Oh. Yeah, it was the same dislocation. Hey, listen, real quick, like you said, to sum it up, revenge is a dish served best cold.
Best served and cold.
The Philadelphia Eagles served it beautifully yesterday. They got Saquon going again for 150. They were efficient. It was a complete domination. It was a nice revenge factor for them from 2 weeks ago. And your Steelers just made a lot of mistakes. And I'll tell you what, Jordan Love had a great night, threw for over 300 yards. Green Bay really dominated the game. A lot of mistakes by the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got to go back to the drawing board. But my impression there was defensively they were really off their game. When you have a tight end receive for 140 yards with a 20-yard per catch average, you better go back and reassess what you're doing back there. that's the wrap-up, partner.
All right. Chet Parlavecchio, the Monday wrap-up on our college and football weekend. Chet, we look forward to next week, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Same here, pal. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.